let me just catch one last thing on Siv Beis still. Shartin in Siv Katan Yud Tes. End of the line. So the Ramos said that we're not giving out the Sekseka will not allow us Hilo. In a source of Ramos, Shehechmal in Yanachilo. The Kharnam are digging to find a reason why that should be so. And therefore they said, well, they came with different reasons, they came with them not such compelling reasons, so Bashas at Tchak will be made. The Goyen brings a simple explanation. To Mishum, should ever sheesh the material. Well, Mahani possesses Svek Sveka. Like we said, it's sheesh the material. Wait up to Bezach. I mean, eat it without Svek Sveka. We don't use Svek Sveka, but Dabar Sheesh the material. Kedis of Yerodesim and Kufyun. We're not matter of Dabar Sheesh the material with Svek Sveka. Again, the Fimash Sazam of Makar Basim and Tavim Zain, Siv Bez, and Siv Gemma Mucha, the Sirle, the Chametz Lomikri, Dabar Sheesh the material. Because they grow about the Mishoma, but you're there, Subsim and Kuf Bez, Kenadas and Machaber. But that we call chometz a dabar sheesh material. That itself is questionable.
So, what would be an example of a dabar sheesh material that there wouldn't be a problem?
Well, again, so they're arguing that the reason why chometz is called dabar sheesh material, like we said, because
it goes back to the yisur,
right?
So, what is a dabar sheesh material?
Well, the more says the Moshe says muksa.
Right. Muksa and Shabbos.
Egg is born on Yom Tov.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Right, so it's Muksa. Next Shabbos won't be Muksa necessarily, but right now the Shabbos because it was born. So after Yom Tov, it'll be Mutter. So what? That's actually the case of the Gemara in Beyu, where the Gemara says you don't say Sveik Sveiko. The Gemara says the case of where there was the egg was born, and it got mixed up with other eggs.
Right.
And from those other eggs, one egg fell out to another group of eggs. Mm-hmm. So you don't know if the egg which fell was that egg, and now you know the egg you're taking out was that egg that fell in.
Right.
Worse says still also, because we're not matter sveik toshesh matirin sveik. Okay, sif gemo chitim shabo b'svino. They were transported by ship. So maybe there was some water getting there, maybe not. In heavy vehicles, be cautious. Let me start by reyin achzuke isura lamasakin. If they seem to look fine, when I'm chiv, they say, "Well, maybe there was a problem." Sifkat and yud beis, he raises be cautious. They're dry in their heart. Mikomokam him yudua shabor leim mine. We know that they got wet. Yeshester achita atzma afshalon ishtana klal. Even though there was no change in the appearance, but if you know that it got wet, you can't be makel.
That applies whether it was on a ship or on dry land.
Correct. You they look different. They're wet. You can't even keep them. So, Chzuki Isur Loi Machzikin. We're not mechiyot to be machzik. The password is an Isur here. So, that's Mishmur Yudal. Loi Machzikin. Rutzulam. Uvavare Loibo. Uvavare Loibo Leimayim. We allow to assume that there's no water bechlal. Umutar Filu Mechila. Therefore, you're not mechiyot. We say Sveik of the Reis of the Chumra. Sveik of the Reis of the Chumra means you have a bona fide Sofik. If you have a set of nerves, that's not called Sveik of the Reis of the Chumra. We're saying over here, I have a cheskes heter on this item. You're telling me that maybe an issur happened. Maybe an issur happened. Maybe an issur happened. I said an issur the rice if it happened. That's not called the din of second rice of the chumrah. Because this rule of zuki issur lumach sakina, but I'm a chidur cheshish for issur. If I see heter lefenenu, that maybe something happened which made an issur, I'm not a chidur to ask that question. Therefore, you can eat it. Why must every base mayor shakosa? The chosa mari oisana svina shachitim menochem alalius shebem sa svina. They're on some type of a shelf in the middle of the ship. Merechitim chitim bom lesechem ayim. Right? Apparently, there's a certain amount of water which would absorb through the wood into the bottom of the ship. So, if you have this thing stored at the bottom of your hold, it's going to be wet. No, it's on some it's a raised type of a room or something like that. Okay, so so we're not worried about the water coming in the bottom. We call the malahim mechusa, and on top, it's something which is enclosed. So it's not one of the bottom of the ship. It's on one of the decks. Also, one of the decks, many times that was open to the elements. No, it was totally covered. Bashek had besvidus shekared kunin. I'm not sure. Canoes. I'm not sure what that is.
Maybe it's a canoe.
The tatas asvina yedua shetomer he moli mayim. It's a very common thing that the certain amount of water absorbs through and sits in the bottom of the ship. And if the chitim are there, they're going to be soaking in water. We come to the malahim for us, and it's open on top. It's very possible over there that while it was traveling, some rain fell. That's not usukim exur lo maskin. Over here we have, you know, it's the derech olam. That's what's going to happen. V'gam kisham alochim megbiim tomid amashet esmin amayim lohel chasvina b'varei nitas alein me'anor b'chol stodei hasvina. The rowers, your galley slaves, right? Your rowers, when they row, they lift water out of the river, and it splashes onto the boat. So good chance. It's a good chance that some water spilled on them. Okay, the chachil b'vali also licked us a son achitim the pesach b'chol gavli. So there's no question. We should not be buying that grain. The grain which is coming from on these things, this type of ship called konan. So there are three reasons why we're worried. The water seeps in from the bottom. The rain falls on top of them, and when they splash the oars, they splash some water into the ship. Okay, that's in the case of this type of ship, the Conan. But he had been b'makom hetsim ruba after hayol hakol nechashash kshamim alamala b'mashenitos leim minas shaitos. I could argue on the three concerns over here. Two of them I can live with. I don't know for sure that it rains. I don't know for sure that water was propelled into the ship from the oars. Duluhu rak zlifa muetas. Maybe it's just a minimal amount which came in, which would then possibly be bottled. Anything which is stored in the bottom of the hold, where there is a certain amount, there's a constant wetness over there. We have to assume that they were sitting in there and getting wet for a while, and now they've dried off. So then, without bikua, because probably they're chometz. Okay, in Zorach. To reach them in a circum habikiyim. So they're also over there, even if they're in Lodi's Bako, because they've been sitting in water for more than 18 minutes. Okay, and circum, to reach them in a circum habikiyim, and you do it to them, sheshishim bachitim, shalamala, neged, mashatathas, the swina, but the beheb, lochlam, the pesach, and lava, surma, for the beheb, and ayin shah. So we asked the Bekiyim, maybe there's a head over here, there's Shishim above that which is always down below getting soaked. So for 60 times more, so it'll be both before Pesach.
My Sadirshu talks that that's only if it was ground into flour before Pesach, so then you have Lach Balach. it's in a chuzer and neir.
Right, that's a good point. In love, so much a little bit of it. If that's not the situation, if there's not shishim, so that's it. So it's also. Dalad. Shona Sharobu Gshomen. A year that there was increased rain. Yerdal Aremus Shibasadis.
What did we say about salt in the water? Did we say that that makes it go faster or slower?
We brought a sheet like that before, yeah.
That it goes faster, right?
Yeah.
So it depends where they were rowing their boats. They're rowing in the river, it's fresh water, but if they're rowing on or a lake, but if they're rowing on an ocean or near an ocean, then it's salt water.
Maybe more quickly. Right?
Where is this place where it's more?
I mean, typically you don't go with a rowboat, and you know, unless you could do it for fun, but usually not going anywhere in the ocean. I mean,
nowadays, once upon a time, they had large boats plying their trade in the Mediterranean, which used galley slaves.
So then that could be a problem. Right?
Yeah.
So then it shouldn't be butler b'shishim. You probably need more than shishim in that sheet that the salt water makes it go faster.
No, I mean the shir bittul will be the same. The only issue is just it might be hard to get shir bittul because whatever got wet becomes chametz more quickly. But we're not saying more will get wet because of that.
Oh.
Right. So there's. If the shisha,
the shisha would be the same.
Right.
But it would be more about their comments.
Correct. That's possible.
No.
Okay. Dalit. Shana Sharoba Gushamim, Yardal Ramis, Shibasadas, Achi Yahoyu, Ksas, Ashibolim, Shalaramis, Malam Simoch. It rained a lot. So even after you harvested and you made the pile, the Ramis, the pile out in the field of the grain. It rained enough that some of the kernels started germinating. Saying, "Chosheshen l'stam chitim shalois hashana." We don't say that that's indicative of the fact that it's all absorbing water and starting its process of chimus, and they're all going to be a problem. We don't transfer that guilt feeling to the other grain. Saying, "Chosheshen l'mishabur tezvav." Call Shane Royan Behem Shu Simon Kim, as long as there's not any indicator of Timuts, Fisha Hochanak or Haroy Vein or Roy Machmitzin. Yeah. The Oisin Aramish Ruin or Shanoflo Lem Shaman. Let's say we know it got wet. Now we're just not theorizing. We know that this rama got wet. Tell the hakel or makel. Shemal onichusol gishamim ela b'shivalav yonim. I will bet the rama. Maybe they only get absorbed in the outer layer, not into the insides of the pile. Even if the water did get in, shemal he speak aloud, and maybe it wasn't able to be mach. It's what's there. So you have some level of sveik. If they see in the grains that you brought, some of them have germinated. So then we can't rely on that it's mutter. We have to rely on shishim. So you have to be aware of the shishim or not. They started to sprout. What do you think? The kernels of grain. Pshita kshemalicha machitim limper. In the piles, in the fields, which have gotten wet because of a lot of rain. Pshita kshemalicha machitim limper. Now you're transporting chitim. and it's raining outside. So as you're so coal's mounted in storage in some building somewhere, it's dry. When you get to wherever you get to, the problem is while you're transporting and it's raining, what do you do? Right? So in that situation, it absorbs, you know, the whole thing gets wet. There's a lot of water there. A servant didn't have a pastor. Those are also mikra. Then, we mama see the problem. You have to be careful. Many of them are not b'nei Torah. So they're not so careful. They don't know the halacha. They're not so careful with the halacha. They don't think about the halacha. This issue of the fact they got soaked. You have to point out that this is the year in which there's a lot of rain. So the people which are storing chametz to sell, they have to sell to the goy with all of the regular halachas of mechiras chametz.
So in other words, it's got a chazak of being chametz.
If you have a person who is, let's say, he deals in commodities, right? He buys and sells commodities. So he has a warehouse where he stores them. So he's a merchant of tavuos. So he has to be aware that the tavuos which got, he can't give them over Pesach because they're chametz. We believe that they're chametz. So you believe they're chametz because they got wet. You better sell it before Pesach. But they can't sell it after this money.
So what are we saying here? We're saying that it could become chametz once after you cut it if it gets wet.
Correct.
So then, really, what you're saying in essence is that you need shmur mitzvahs ketzira. Because how do you know what happened to it?
So that's the din of reis. If I don't see it with an eno, ben echanami,
right? And you know, how would you know if you didn't watch it?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Then basically, what you're saying is that you need halachically shmur mitzvahs ketzira.
Well, no, because there's a din of masik reis. You're not masik reis if you don't see it. So if I'm not aware,
so ignorance is bliss. You just don't look.
No, you look at it, but if it doesn't, if the appearance isn't changed.
You're not aware, well, as he's saying, if you're not aware that it rained, you're not mechuyav to start checking what was the history of calling the weather company, what was the history of the last 5 weeks over in this area. Well, you found out that it rained for the last 5 weeks right over that field. Yeah, so you got a problem. Then you can't be mechuyav anymore. Mastam chitim. Okay. Because Shari can say that Allah Lamais. He says Allah Lamais, she hits a link to Schita by the Pesach Af Shayano net Sodom and Borders, even though they're stored in these cisterns, which sometimes water gathers there, etc. But you don't see it, you know, if you're allowed to buy it, Koshla Reino Bam Shum Shinu Bimare, you don't Marisa, we don't see any indication of any change. Ve'ainum Lachas, and they're not wet. That's what he wrote. Ve'etikuhu achren. The achren quotes Shurikas as a gedolah as they feel it's that's the halacha lemaisa. So that's this idea. We're not within the matzah grace, so we don't. Let's hold it here. So next.